Okay, this is going to be a quick walkthrough of how I used Re-EQ to create a phone line style effect, and then save it when I was happy with it so that I could reuse it quickly later in future projects. So I'm in Reaper and I've got a track, and I'm going to hit F on that track to instantiate Re-EQ. I'm
Add effects to track one dialog filter.
going to type
Zoom.
Re-EQ into the search filter of the effects browser and hit enter.
Effects, track one dialog gain.
Cool, so here I am in the effects window. Re-EQ's been instantiated. First thing I'm going to do is shift tab a bunch of times until I reach the type control for band one. You can also get there by tabbing. Shift tabbing just gets you there a little bit quicker, a few less key presses. So here we go with shift tab.
Remove add zero band gain type combo box low shelf collapsed.
Okay, and now I'm in a combo box or a list, if you like, of the different types this band can be. I'm going to hit H a couple of times until I hear high pass.
High shelf, high pass.
Going to do shift tab once from here to get to the frequency field and set the frequency of this high pass.
Frequency, HZ, edit selected 100.0.
So at the moment that's at 100 hertz. For a phone line style effect, we want that high pass to be set somewhere way higher up. And the setting that I tend to like is 1.5K or 1500 hertz. So I'm just going to type 1500 into this edit field.
Selection.
And as soon as I do, all the bottom end drops off of my voice. So temporarily, just for the purposes of this tutorial, I'm going to do Control B to bypass this instance of Re-EQ.
List one list.
Come back at your full voice like that until we've configured the next band, and then I'll unbypass to see what extra effect that's had. But when you're creating your version of this preset, you don't need to bypass and unbypass the whole time. So let's go back to that control, the type control.
Remove add zero band gain band type free band free show phase reset defaults but edit allowed but gain slider.
Actually going to go to
Edit show frequency HZ.
frequency because that's where we were. Okay, so now we've configured the first band. It's a high pass, it's at 1500 hertz or 1.5K. Assuming that your copy of Asara is relatively up to date, you can hit Control Tab to move to the next band.
Two tab selection removed.
And now we're in the frequency control, the frequency edit field for band two. So I'm going to hit Tab once from here to get back to type.
Type combo box band collapsed.
And now we're setting up band two. And I want this to be a low pass, so I'm going to hit L until I hear low pass.
Low pass.
Oh, there we go. Back to the frequency control, shift tab.
Frequency HZ. Edit select.
And this time we're going to set the low pass to 1.8K or 1800 hertz. So I'm going to type 1800 into this edit field.
Select.
If you don't know these numbers or you don't agree that these numbers sound good, you can move with the frequency slider instead and figure out what you want your phone line to be voiced like. Okay,
Type.
so I've made that change, and now I'm going to temporarily just bypass to hear what these two filters are doing. So this is me with a high pass at 1.5K and a low pass at 1.8. And it's starting to sound a little bit phone liney. It's very heavily filtered. But it could be a bit more kind of meh sounding, a bit more sort of peaky in that mid-range. So I'm going to add a third band,
Frequency eight.
going to control tab
Three tab selection
to
removed.
move to band three. And this time I'm going to keep the type control set to its default
Type combo box band collapsed.
of just being a normal band.
Frequency eight.
I'm going to set the frequency to 1650 hertz or 1.6.5K. Feels weird saying it like that. So
Selection.
1650. And I'm going to raise the gain by tabbing until I find the gain control.
Type band gain slider 0.0.
So there's the slider. I already know how much I want to boost this by, so I'm just going to go one more tab from here
Gain dB. Edit selected.
to the edit field and type in 5
Selection
because I
removed.
want 5 dB extra. And while I'm here, I'm going to tab a couple more times
Bandwidth slider 2.00.
and change the bandwidth control
Bandwidth.
to 1.0,
So one.
one octave on either side of where I've just put that gain boost. Just a slightly narrower boost than would otherwise be the case, which will make it sound a bit more kind of and peaky. So I'm going to unbypass re-EQ and let's have a look at what that combination sounds like.
Check, check, check. This is me phone lined. Ooh, yeah, that's way more meh, isn't it? Okay, so now the last problem to fix up before we save the preset is that.
When I'm bypassed, I'm much, much, much louder.
Than when I'm unbypassed, like when the preset is active.
So what we can do is shift tab until we reach the output gain control, which is kind of re-EQ's master gain for the output, if you like. And you can use that to make up any big differences in level that you've created by filtering the signal the way you filtered it. So I'm going to shift tab till I find output gain.
Band gain, band type, frequency, band frequency, show phase check, reset default, edit select, output gain slider 0.0.
Okay, so at the moment it's at 0.0. I'm just going to move this slider up a little bit because I can't honestly remember how much I boosted by in my preset. So I'm going to move the slider up a little bit and then just check by bypassing and unbypassing what that level compares like.
0.1223455.6.
So we're going to need at least 5 dB, I would think. Let's check this.
Check, 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 1, 2.
Check, 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 1, 2. Okay, so the preset's still a little bit quiet. Let's keep going up.
Speech mode off.
See where we're at now.
Check, 1, 2.
Check, 1, 2.
Check, 1, 2.
Yeah, that feels pretty close. Let's see where we landed.
Speech mode edit to output gain slider 8.3.
8.3. I'm gonna go up to 10,
Edit select select.
just 'cause I like round numbers.
Output gain.
Check, 1, 2.
Check, 1, 2.
Preset, preset.
No preset, preset. Yeah, that seems okay. Okay, so assuming that you've been following along, and even if you haven't gone with the exact same values as me, hopefully you're now at a point where you've got a decent sounding phone line. I'm going to tab until I find, actually, it would be quicker to shift tab from here until I find the presets menu button.
Unknown. Show. Show to remove. Add band. Band. Tab. Checkbox. UI. Blue interferon. Preset. Menu. Combo box. And preset menu button.
Ah, preset menu. There it is. If you're using a slightly older version of Reaper, this button might say plus instead of the preset menu thing that it's now labeled as. But either way, find this button. It's
Interferon button.
one before param in the effects window.
Preset menu button.
Do shift space on this.
Press context menu.
A little menu pops up, and you want to go to the first option.
Save preset.
Save preset. Enter on this.
Save preset dialog. Preset name. Com.
And we can call it something. I'll call it, I don't know,
Select.
Scott's
Dot S.
phone
Phone. Line.
line. And
Space.
hit enter to save the preset. I've just realized I've done a really stupid thing and not unbypassed it before I went to save the preset. Okay, that mistake won't apply to you if you're not recording a tutorial and constantly bypassing and unbypassing the way I'm having to do it. So, gonna hit escape to come out of here for a second.
Effects.
Bypass, unbypass the re-EQ, and I'm going to save it with it turned on.
Press context.
Helpful. Shift space on that preset menu again.
Save preset S.
Down to the save preset option.
Save preset dialog.
Going to call it
Select.
Scott's
S.
phone line. Hit enter.
Effects. Track one dialog.
Cool. So now, if I was to go to my effects chain list.
Com edit, edit list one list. Remove button list one list VST.
And delete this instance of re-EQ.
VST.
Then I'm back, and that instance of re-EQ is gone. Let's have a quick look at how we would reuse that preset in a future project. So I'm going to reinstantiate re-EQ on this track.
Add effects to track.
Type
Select.
re-EQ into the search filter, hit enter.
Effects, track one dialog.
And this time, instead of configuring it, I'm going to go tab a couple of times to the presets combo box.
Edit, edit, 0 point reset combo box, no preset collapsed.
And right at the bottom of the list should be the most recent thing that I've saved.
Scott's phone line.
Scott's phone line. And there you go. I'm back on the phone. Hope it helps.